Wake up with good vibes and variety.
Oh my God, that's brilliant. We gotta do that.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should check in.
It's Thursday. It is.
Thanks. Thank you.
There's so many sounds.
You okay?
Yes.
I was actually just going to suggest we check in with you. I know you went out last night.
Yes, I'm here. The lights are a little brighter than normal, but.
You look good.
Thanks.
What did you have to do last night?
I have a couple friends in town who used to live here, but they quit their jobs and have been traveling the world for the past year.
Oh, you children, you kids and your adventures. It's
what,
great.
Did they like save up and use that money to do this trip, or did they just, their parents are footing it, or how's that work?
No, they saved up. They both worked in tech. They're okay. Both brilliant. So they paid for it themselves. And now they're moving to Massachusetts. They bought a house.
Oh. Where in Massachusetts?
I don't know.
Okay.
This is a couple then?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And they were just stopping back in town.
Yes, I guess they've been on a road travels. Trip.
Mm-hmm. Bought a house in Boston.
Yep, and they've been.
I can tell you're like judging them for buying a house. I mean, I get it; it's a lot of work. But are they?
Well, no, I'm just judging them for leaving.
Oh,
you know, I feel like you could wait another year. What's the rush? Mm. Their wedding is next year. They helped with.
You're right at that age. Everybody around you is marrying. Mm-hmm. I think there have been 5 weddings since she at least since you started
at least. And they helped with our engagement, and then we helped with their engagement.
Oh.
And so their wedding's about a year after ours.
So they plugged in the keyboard?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. James actually I'll never played shake something that image. For real after Susan was done.
Oh.
Oh.
After, you know, the whole thing,
for
we were
real,
hanging around.
Oh, don't. Poor Susan.
Oh.
I'm getting my keyboard set up for him. It's going to be all set. I'm going to be rocking out.
Actually, he's not coming
because
he has to stay in Michigan longer because his grandmother is turning 100.
Oh, my God. 100.
100. Isn't that crazy?
It is kind of crazy. Like when Gene Shalit died the other day, I was like, wow, I wasn't even aware that he was still around. And then you said, you know, very quietly, I think you hit 100 usually on the quiet side. I mean,
you don't want to jinx it.
Well, right. Like they did with Betty White. Didn't she die like a couple weeks before her 100th birthday, right after they did the 100-year anniversary show?
And they were trying to jinx Dick Van Dyke, but he's
he
too
made
strong.
It, right?
He made it.
Did he make it to, is he 100 or is he? Okay.
Let me check.
Well, either way, those are a couple people who maybe didn't go quite so quietly, but it to 100. But man, congratulations. A centenarian, is that what it's called?
I don't know.
Something like that. You should know.
Bob's generation's going to easily make 100 all the time.
That's what they say, Vin.
Oh, I thought our generation was supposed to live shorter than you guys.
Why
like for the first time.
I don't believe that for a second.
Well, that's some of the doom fake facts on the internet.
I don't believe that
for a
second. I think that most of us started smoking because it was fun and the rebellious thing to do. And many of us have quit. But how many people, your mom is in her 80s, and that's a woman who smoked her whole life.
Still smokes. Drinks all the time.
Like, you know.
Seems like it's all she does.
It seems like we're living longer than ever, and that's great.
Yeah.
Googie says, current evidence suggests millennials may not outlive their parents for the first time in over a century. Younger generations, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah,
because
of
obesity,
not.
Diabetes, cancer,
we have
despair,
medicine for all that stuff.
Oh, mental
despair.
Health.
Oh, my God, despair. I died of despair? That would suck.
For the record,
yes.
For the young people, there have always been mental health problems. I was trying to say this the other day. My mom's mom passed away when she was 9, and my mom suffered
Your
anxiety
mom nine,
from
right?
it.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And things like that I wasn't aware of, and people, she would go, I'm sick, and go to her room. She was having panic attacks, and we didn't know that. She couldn't say that. So she'd go, that was her way of saying, I cannot deal with you kids right now. You've got to leave me alone. And she would go in the room and shut the door and hide. So these are things that have always been there. We just now are aware of it.
Yeah.
And the reality.
Those things weren't addressed
at all. And the reality is people like it, my age, I'll just say, I don't know, you know, about millennials really, but you know, people said stuff, literally said, snap out of it.
Yeah.
Snap out of it.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah. And you'd go, okay. So it's always been there. It's just now you actually have help and maybe some support. I don't think that's going to be what's going to take out your generation at all. Like, not even close. You're getting more attention than any generation ever has about your mental health.
Yeah.
And clean
for better or for worse.
I mean, yeah, sometimes worse. Too much.
Right.
Yeah,
everything's a diagnosis.
I agree with that a lot. Well, that we've gone too far.
Can become a crutch where someone leaves. Well, I have whatever I've got, so I can't possibly do that. Not gonna.
Right. Mm. But anyway, I believe the young kids. Your kids, Sarah, never smoked. Never, you know, they weren't derelict children. They're gonna live to 100.
Well, we'll see. It'd be interesting if Riley lives to be 102, because then he'll have lived in the 1900s, the 2000s, and the
2100s. He's got to make it. I'm rooting for that.
He's kind of cool, right?
Not kinda.
When he's wicked old, and they're like, "Oh my god, this guy."
I remember when it turned 2000.
Oh, to be.
I actually do remember that. So if I make it to 107,
What do you mean?
I think 107,
that's how long you, I see.
For
got
me
it.
To see 2100, right. Which is not a very exciting year. 2000 was really a banger.
It really hung over our heads our whole life.
What are you talking about? 2000 was a dud. Everything was supposed
to
shut down.
It was awesome. It was really cool.
And be like, oh my God, we weren't ready for it.
It was holy cow. It's a new millennium.
We're all trapped in the places that we were because
he made sure he was in Hawaii in case everything shut down, and that would be where he would
all this everything is gonna Y2K every computer is gonna turn off and you're gonna be trapped wherever you are. Bogus bunch of lies.
Don't be bitter just because you didn't get to stay in Hawaii forever and ever.
I didn't want to stay forever, but the one time I actually get on board with something that's supposed to be cool and happening, and it doesn't.
Speaking of cool, I just want to say congratulations to my cousin Tucker. He just qualified for the 46th U.S. Senior Open Final golf match.
What?
Yeah. It's going to be on TV.
He kisses and he golfs?
I think he's a better golfer.
Can we get a clarification? So your first kiss was Tucker?
First French kiss.
No, I didn't kiss him.
But you made out with him.
No.
You put your tongue in his mouth.
No, I didn't.
This is Tucker, though. That's who we're talking about, the kiss guy, right?
My cousin Tucker is about a year younger than me.
Okay.
When we were.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was younger.
I'm the oldest
Sarah.
Cousin.
Sarah.
Oh. This.
Cougar cousin.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, so.
Why'd you bring him up?
Because he's just qualified for some big golf thing. They've got like a promo picture of him and
it's
everything.
It's a big deal. It
Can
is
we
a big
send
deal.
Him a picture of you making a kissy face?
No, he doesn't need to see that.
Oh.
Usually when I look at him, I go.
And and I hate to bring it up, but I'm just trying to make sure I've got the story straight. And the cousin that you have with ALS is?
His brother.
His brother, Brad. Okay.
Yes. I know. My God. It's crazy. My crazy cousins.
Yeah, that's cool. The U.S. Open is a really big deal. If he actually.
It's the senior open.
Still.
Yeah.
How old is he?
He's 58, I guess.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I don't know. I don't know what the cutoff is.
He's a scratch golfer.
He's a great golfer. Yeah.
Damn.
He went to school on a golf scholarship, and like his whole family, they're just kind of like involved in, like, his kid was a caddy for Obama. That's kind of cool.
Wow.
He
walked the course that he works at with Barack Obama, and did. And at the end of the day, they were like the best of friends.
Wow.
I know.
Will he be featured in the new Obama Presidential Library that's opening today?
Maybe. Maybe they took a great picture. Obama's like, well, I do love that one. That is a good picture. My young friend Spencer.
Oh, Spence.
Little Spencer. Spencer that. Sampson.
That's a good name.
I know. Sampson's a great last name. Like Tucker Sampson, Brad Sampson, all the Sampson kids.
Yeah, there are those last names where you go.
Strong.
We gotta.
Yeah.
We gotta go big here.
Brad actually named one of his kids Tucker.
Oh, he did?
So yeah, it's Little Tucker and Big Tucker. Of course. Anyway, I'm just like super psyched for him. John's talking about going.
John's going to go to the U.S. Open. Is it? It's
in Ohio.
Not Sawgrass, and it's not Saginaw. It's an S, though. Sawtooth?
I don't know. It's late June, early July. He's got to go.
Shinnecock.
I should have remembered. I remember seeing the word and going, oh, that's fun.
So he's going to, apparently everybody else has conflicts because this is, you know, it's kind of a quick turnaround and it's coming up the week of the 4th of July. And John, I was like, John, you should caddy for him. And Tucker goes, I do need a caddy.
Oh my gosh, John's going to do it
then. Well, I don't know. We're going to see. So it's like so exciting though. I can't believe it. I don't know if this is like his first big tourney, but I'm super psyched for him.
Can't be.
I have no idea, actually.
I mean, this is really big. It might be his biggest tourney, but he definitely has done this before if he made it.
Yeah. Well, he had to play in whatever qualifying rounds, mm-hmm. right? So I guess you got to be at that point. But yeah, I only recently found out what a scratch golfer is, which is no handicap. And because someone said that, and I'm like, what's that? And John explained it to me, because all he talks about is golf.
And
now,
he must be, right?
He is a scratch golfer.
Yeah, that's like that.
Tucker's a scratch golfer.
Oh.
I know. I'm like, oh, what is that?
Oh, Tucky.
I know. I'm super excited. It's very fun. Okay, so we've got a lot going on this morning. What are you looking at me like that for, Bob?
We do?
Well, yeah, you're about to announce your movie club. And then we've got Scott Budman coming up a little later in the show. I've got a fun game to play.
We're going to do Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Oh,
right?
We are going to do that. Oh, that's right. We're going to see how Bob.
I'm going to see how all of you do, because if she doesn't get it, I'm going to see if you guys can steal.
Oh, all right.
When did that become part of that?
That does sound fun.
I
like a game.
I feel like really this is about Bob. I don't know about, you know.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. And then we'll get started. We're coming right back with Bob's Movie Club so we can all know what we have to watch over the weekend.
Start your day off the right way.
Are you kidding me?
Spoiler alert.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Wake up.
Wake up with Alice 97.3.